I am very proud and pleased to be here today on behalf of the 122 Millers of our 22 members employed at Miller Brewing Company. There could not be a more appropriate occasion to talk about the struggle that these women are engaged in today, because our fight with South African Brewery / Miller Brewing Company is all about equity. OPEIU Local 35 members at Miller Brewing work in the corporate headquarters and the plant offices in Milwaukee. The average age of our members is 53 years old, and almost all of them have more than 20 years of service. These women are what I call the quiet backbone or hidden backbone of any organization. They handle customer service, they deal with distributors, they pay the bills, they file the reports for the government, they schedule the lines that run the beer, and they handle all of the plant payroll for the U.S. breweries, as well as providing administrative support to management. Almost 1 year ago, we began negotiations for a new contract. After nearly 6 months of negotiations, Miller management made a proposal that would have a devastating impact on the economic future of these women. Management proposed to freeze future pension benefits. These workers would be devastated if this proposal were to go through. There are three major factors that make it so egregious. First, the average age of these women is 53 years old. Even with a company proposed contribution to a 401k plan, they will lose tens of thousands of dollars in retirement benefits. Some of them are close to $200,000 in what they will lose over their lifetime. Because of their age, they don't have enough time to set aside funds in a 401k plan to make up for this loss of money. It will impact every economic decision they make, where they live, what their lifestyle will be, right down to the everyday choices that they make for food, clothing, and shelter. I don't have to tell you, it'll also impact their children, because if they can't afford it, it's often the children, the adult children, who step in to help out mom and dad. Secondly, management is breaking a promise that was made to them when they started working for Miller Beer. That promise was that if you stayed with the company, if you worked hard, if you came to work every single day, they would take care of you when you retired. Philip Morris, the previous owner of Miller Brewing Company, honored that promise. They lived up to their commitment and, in addition, promised to fund the pension plans for 5 additional years after Miller Brewing was sold to South African Breweries. Well, guess what? The 5 years are up, and South African Brewery is running away from their commitment to our members, and just our members. And this brings me to my third point, which is probably the action that I find most egregious. The predominantly older female long service members in our bargaining unit are the only union members employed in the entire United States for which the company has proposed to freeze the pension. Not only are our benefits just 60% of what male workers receive in pension benefits, Miller now wants to go one step further and take those benefits away. While we sat at the bargaining table, and I kid you not, we were literally in a hotel room in negotiations with management, when we received a phone call that Miller had reached a fourth agreement in 2006 with a predominantly male union that not only did not freeze their pension benefits, it increased them. In fact, it increased them by double what they had proposed to these women workers. These four new agreements cover almost 2,000 workers. If you want to freeze a pension plan, why do you go after 122 women whose average age is 53 and who have dedicated their life to your company? I think Miller needs to answer that and to be accountable for that. In the past 5 years, these women have seen jobs eliminated, and I'm referencing the past 5 years since South African breweries took over. They have seen jobs eliminated, jobs contracted out, work added to their positions, and given a new performance management system that would challenge even the most dedicated worker. When SAB took over, we had over 200 jobs in our bargaining unit. We are now down to 122 positions. These women have accepted changes. They've had a can-do attitude. They've taken on the new work and the new responsibilities. Instead of appreciating that, SAB Miller looked at them and thought, freezing the pension? That shouldn't be a problem in the upcoming negotiations. They've shown that they're willing to take on more. They've shown that they're not willing to stand up and challenge and fight back. And that's exactly what Miller did. SAB Miller went after their pension plan in our recent negotiations. But I am also here to tell you very proudly that every one of these women said no. They are all standing up. They are standing up to a corporate giant. SAB is an international company and is the second largest brewery in the world. And if you think it's not daunting, just think we are just one little tiny piece of their organization. They know that they are in the fight of their lives. They have informational picketed. They have held rallies. They traveled to a bus to leaflet a Chicago, traveled on a bus to Chicago to leaflet a Chicago Bears playoff game. They also created a video on YouTube dedicated to the CEO of Miller Brewing Company, Norman Adami. It's not a very professional video, but it comes from their heart, and they wrote it and produced it themselves. Now their fight has reached a new level. A little over a week ago, Local 35 filed age and sex discrimination against SAB Miller with the Wisconsin Equal Rights Division, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. We are now embarking on a new journey and brand new territory. We will not only pursue our fight through the traditional venue of collective bargaining, but we are prepared to break new ground by filing this age and sex discrimination charge against an employer who is trying to force acceptance of a proposal in collective bargaining that we believe would violate both the spirit and the letter of the Wisconsin Fair Employment Act, the Older Worker Protection Act, and Title VII. We know that this is a long journey, but they are prepared to hang in there and make the sacrifices. They have already lost their, quote, merit increase for the last year. We are concerned that the company is now going to eliminate new health care proposals that will cost them up to $200 a month out of their paychecks. But they are still willing to hang in there. Finally, on behalf of the women of Miller Beer, I am asking for your support. Their fight against discrimination is everyone's fight. If they can do it to these women, then they can do it to every single one of us. They can do it anywhere and anytime in the United States. And somewhere, someone has to stand up and fight. And that's what these women are all about. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton referenced the TV show Laverne and Shirley. In this show, Laverne and Shirley, they wanted nothing more than to find a man, have him take care of them for the rest of their lives, and live happily ever after. Well, that was 1950. And while my mom may have thought that was true at the time that she got married, she made sure to tell me that I needed to know how to support and take care of myself before I went out into the world. The women who are members of Miller, of OPEIU at Miller, know that unlike Laverne and Shirley, the only way that they're going to get a fair shake in their retirement and be able to maintain a decent standard of living is through their pension plan. This is not the 1950s, and this is not South Africa. This is the message that the top management of Miller needs to hear. These are strong, educated, hardworking women who deserve to be treated as equals. Every phone call to Miller, every email, every casual conversation that Miller learns about is a concern for them. We're asking that you take the time to call or write Miller, or if you have a favorite pub or grocery store, talk to the owner or talk to the manager and tell them that what Miller is doing to these women workers is unfair and that you are watching their actions. They are not doing this behind the scenes. They are not doing this in the dark. We're making sure that their move to freeze the pension of these women is very public and very much out in the daylight. As women, we have economic power that we don't often think about. And if you just stop for a minute, you think about Miller Brewing, all of their beer commercials seem to appear to men. It's men in the bar, it's man law, it's sexy young women going into bars asking men what their opinions are. But Miller needs to understand one more thing. It's women, it's all of us who do the shopping. It's all of us that go to the grocery store, and we have more power than we ever thought we had. Information on the phone numbers to call and the email addresses is posted on our website at myunion.org. I'd encourage all of you to take a moment to visit it to keep up to date on what is happening with our struggle. I'd like to thank everyone for allowing me to be here today and to talk about the fight that we are engaged in.